The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, it's Miller with Team Johnson, and I just wanted to let you know that this episode of Build Your Tribe is a little extra special today because it's brought to you by MarketingImpactAcademy.com. We only open registration once a year, and that time is now. Look, you already listened to this podcast, so I know you know the value Shalene and Brock bring. Just imagine that information on steroids, but you know, the healthy, non-GMO, organic kind. Bottom line, if you want to know how to start an online business, figure out your niche, build a better business presence online, whether it's through social media or email marketing, make cash fast, tips and tricks to crush your first course, baby offer and freemium, I mean, honestly, I can go on forever, but Brock has a show to do. But I will add this, since our launch last year, we've added more than a dozen new professors and have brand new courses on everything from TikTok to Canva, to book publishing, to Shopify, to podcasting. Plus, we update our content all the time because we're a little OCD about it being up to date. Because hey, let's be honest, after 2020, you need to know how to pivot and find your thing and crush at that thing more than ever. So I invite you to check out MarketingImpactAcademy.com. We have seriously amazing things planned, and I'm just honored to be part of something that has truly helped thousands find their successful business path online. Head to MarketingImpactAcademy.com and we'll put you on our waitlist and you'll be the first to get notified when we open up registration. See you inside the Academy.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about something that most business owners will praise and talk about day after day. And it's something that I second, something that I echo, because it was very influential, very impactful in my own business, and honestly was one of my biggest key factors for success. I talk about it quite a bit, but my sophomore year of college, I hit a six-figure income. And when I say that, yes, I'm proud of it, but I think a lot of people are shocked because initially, when you hear six-figure income, you think, wow, this person sold $100,000 worth of something. If you think about it, you know, that's probably a lot of units. That's a lot of product going out the door, or a lot of courses being bought, or a lot of one-on-one coaching going on. But in all reality, of course, it wasn't just one thing that set me over that six-figure mark. Studies have shown that the average millionaire has at least seven streams of income. And if you interview the mega rich, if you interview the multimillionaires, the billionaires, they'll talk to you about having multiple streams of income and even the idea of passive income. One of my favorite podcasts is Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income podcast. Tony Robbins likes to talk about having diversified streams of income as like a chair. You know, if he says, I have a chair with 17 legs, basically, I have income from 17 different places, 17 different revenue streams. You can knock out 3, 4, 5, you can knock out 10 of my income streams, and I'm still standing strong and sturdy and fine. I love that analogy because it's all built on strength. Another analogy that I really like when it comes to streams of income is literally thinking about them like streams. If you want a flowing, gushing river, like it's, you know, early spring and the snow is melting and the river is flowing, if you want that kind of a river when it comes to your income, the river has to be fed by a lot of different streams. Chances are it's not just flowing from one source. Now, a lot of us might have one primary revenue stream. We might have one big glacier that seems to be melting and, you know, pouring a lot of water into that river. But ultimately, it's diversifying that gives us security and stability and ultimately allows us to reach even new heights with income. So today, I wanted to walk you through the different income streams that I had by my sophomore year of college, which allowed me to hit that six-figure mark. These are income streams that I've continued to grow and build upon. Some of these things I sell more of now, some I sell less of. Some I charge more for, some I charge less for. Some are more or less in my focus, but I hope that in listening to my different streams of income, you yourself get some ideas of other streams of income that you could create. I encourage you to, as we go through today's episode, write down if this stream of income reminds you of one of your own streams of income, or if it gives you an idea for a stream of income that you can create. Because ultimately, the more streams that we have flowing into the river, the stronger the river is going to be, the less likely that it's ever going to end up dried up. So the first stream of income that I want to talk to you about, and this one is probably the most obvious stream of income for myself, and that is courses. Online digital courses, where I take my own expertise, I record it in video format, I package it up, and then sell it. I have released 7 different courses in total, and at the time of recording this Build Your Tribe episode, I have 5 courses available for purchase. Now, I'm not actively promoting them, I don't run ads to them, I hardly even talk about them, and even right now as we're talking, I'm not going to tell you the names of all of my different courses, but just by having 5 different courses, if you think about it, that's kind of like 5 different streams. Yes, they're related. Yes, they all fall under the umbrella of courses, but you know, they are all different potential streams of income. And courses are, I would consider, passive income. They're passive because you do all the work up front. You record the videos, maybe you edit the videos, you have them all uploaded somewhere, housed somewhere. And then after that, I mean, yes, you can actively sell them or promote them, but for me, I've really relied heavily on word of mouth and affiliate sales, which is other students of mine selling my courses for me. So really, those 5 courses that I currently have open and active are pretty much passive income for me at this point. The next stream of income that I want to talk to you about is services. Now, this one is something that is really common, and I'm sure a lot of you listening at home will understand, and maybe you have your own service stream of income as well. For myself, my service stream of income was created in 2019 with my Instagram bio reviews. I thought about, well, you know, I do a lot of one-on-one coaching, I do have all these courses, but there's no like intermediate. You know, you either have to purchase a course and learn on your own, or take the plunge into one-on-one coaching and work with me, but there's no middle ground. There's no way for you to get a taste of what it's like to work with me. So that's why I created the IG reviews. And I think it's important there that you also think about, how can someone get started working with you? Not necessarily everyone is going to be ready to make the big purchase into your $200 course. Not everyone is going to feel comfortable with one-on-one coaching. Some people want to just dip their toe in the water before cannonballing. Speaking of the cannonball, my next stream of income is one-on-one coaching. So I do a fair amount of it. At certain times, I really dial up that meter of how much one-on-one coaching I'm doing. I can tell you early on in 2020, I was doing a lot of one-on-one coaching. Like we're talking 6 hours straight with back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back calls. Those were long days, those were tiring days, but I learned a lot and I got to coach a ton of people. Definitely not passive income. Those coaching, that's definitely a very active income, but it's another stream that fed into my river. The next form of income, the next income stream that I want to talk to you about is investments. Investments are huge, really, for my business, for my mom's business, and for most people who really want to take their income or their finances to the next level, you know, investing is oftentimes the way to unlock that door. And I understand there's a lot of challenges around investing. I am in no way a financial expert. I can't give you financial advice. I'm not certified. I'm not qualified. I'm not going to tell you stocks to invest. I'm not going to tell you where to invest, what to invest, anything like that. But I will tell you, investments were my parents' biggest income stream in 2020. They were also my and my fiance Taylor's biggest income stream in 2020 as well. And investments are, of course, a very passive income. Of course, some people will call investments, you know, what's called like capital gain. But really, if we, you know, don't want to split hairs here, investments are a stream of income that's passive, because once you invest, I mean, unless you're constantly checking how your stocks are doing and checking on your portfolio, you know, you can really just let your money make money. Something that my dad often says and has tattooed on him is that scared money don't make money. And the idea there is basically, if you're scared to invest, your money's just going to sit there and stay stagnant. But if you are willing to take the quote unquote gamble of investing your money can actually make you more money, which is a really cool and powerful thing to see. The next stream of income that I want to talk to you about, which I think is my fifth one that we're on today, and that is affiliate sales. So this is something that I started doing even way back my freshman year of college by just promoting some of my small favorite companies. Way back then, I was promoting a reusable water bottle that also donated part of the proceeds to building wells in Africa. So really cool company that I partnered with, but I've partnered with hundreds of companies now. And here's a really cool story about affiliate sales. You don't have to have 5 million followers. You don't even have to have 500,000. You don't even have to have 5,000 followers to be an effective affiliate salesperson. All you need to be successful with affiliate marketing and with making affiliate sales is some engaged audience members. That doesn't mean you need to have thousands and thousands of people who are dying to give you their money and love you, raving fans, but just at least a handful of engaged followers, people who are paying attention and who really trust you. And what's cool about affiliate marketing is you don't even necessarily have to sell the product. You can just show yourself using it, maybe talk about some of the benefits. And oftentimes your audience will ask you, you know, for the link. All the time we're asking people, hey, where'd you get that? Where'd you see that? We're sending our friends the products we love. That's all that affiliate marketing is. My dog, Misa Mila, Mila is her name. She's gone viral on TikTok. She's now gone viral on Instagram as well. Right now, at the time of recording this, she has around 4,000 followers on TikTok and just got to 1,000 followers on Instagram. So definitely not a huge profile. And it's a dog. Like at the end of the day, it's not a human being talking on the Instagram stories and building relationships. It's a dog's Instagram account. But what Mila does that's pretty cool is she communicates with us through buttons that are on the ground. And we have people all the time asking us, hey, where do we get those buttons? Where do you get those? I want to learn more about this. And we have an affiliate link. So that way, anytime someone asks us about the buttons and we send them the link, we get credit for those sales. Mila has now started to become an income stream for my fiance and I. Mila, with her affiliate sales, is making us money. So yeah, we're putting our dog to work. My sixth income stream is paid promotion. So this one, you probably will need a bigger audience for, but if you listened to my Instagram predictions for 2021, then you know that I think paid promotions are going to be increasingly available to people with smaller audiences. And the reason for that, in short, is that smaller audiences are often more engaged audiences. So paid promotions are a way that I have earned some income over the past few years. Those are typically done by companies who offer me a certain amount of money or a certain amount of product in exchange for certain posts on my Instagram, my TikTok, whatever. My seventh stream of income that I want to tell you about is reselling. Now, oftentimes when we think reselling and income streams, we think, you know, these things have to be earning us $10,000 or else I don't count it. But honestly, every small stream of income counts. Every small little trickle of water that flows into that river adds up. So while you might not have a car to resell that you can make a couple thousand dollars off, but you might have some junk laying around in your home or some clutter or some random old shirts to sell, and those things can actually make you money. My fiance and I both regularly go through our closets, clean stuff out, and resell online. And from reselling, we usually earn a couple hundred extra bucks per month, which really adds up. You know, that might pay for groceries, that might help pay for rent, that might pay for gas. All of these little streams of income add up. The next stream of income, which is now number 8 on our list, is speaking events. And I know what you might be thinking, Brock, not all of us get invited to speak on stages, and I very much understand that. But now more than ever, and I think we all know this, things are going digital. Summits and virtual events and webinars, these things are happening online. And not only are events taking place online, there are more events than there ever were before, because now event hosts and coordinators don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to rent out venues and stuff like that. They can just host it on Zoom. So while you might not be able to speak on a stage in front of a couple thousand people, maybe there are some network marketer trainings you could join. Maybe there are some Zoom calls. Maybe there's different things like that that will allow you to speak to and coach people online in whatever your expertise is, that you might have never thought of before. And oftentimes, again, these might not be tens of thousands of dollars. Maybe just it's the opportunity to promote your own course or something you're selling. Maybe these online speaking events are paying you a slight amount. Maybe there's some sort of affiliate fee in the speaking events, but speaking events can be a really great stream of income that people oftentimes don't consider. The final stream of income is similar, slightly related, and that's the ninth stream of income that I've built for myself, and that is workshops or webinars. So these are specific trainings that you offer. So rather than joining someone else's speaking event or someone else's Zoom call or someone else's training or webinar, having your own workshop, webinar, or mastermind is a great way to connect with a lot of people in, you know, a 1 or 2 hour segment and make some money off of it. Now, are you going to be able to do online virtual events or webinars all day long, day after day after day? No, that's just, you know, no one has the time or the energy for that. So it is active income. It's not passive income, but it's another stream that flows into the river. And the final note that I will leave you with today is to just get online. Hopefully this podcast has inspired some creativity in you, but there are plenty of websites, plenty of resources online. I mean, I recently heard about virtual video game testing where you get paid like $15 an hour to just sit there and play video games. I've heard of virtual babysitting, which sounds kind of weird to me because like what happens when the kids like start going crazy and there's no one actually physically there, but virtual babysitting, virtual dog sitting, you can be a dog walker with a company like Wags. There's virtual personal assistants, which is awesome. I've had my personal assistant working with me now for about 5 or 6 years, and we've never met in person. It's all done virtually. There are plenty of great websites and resources that you can find online in different ways that you can build these different income streams. And remember that the average millionaire has 7 streams of income. So even if you just have 3 or 4 or 5 streams of income, you're well on your way to that 7-figure mark. And again, if you really want to know how to take your business to the next level, if you want to know how to launch, market, build all the systems, and do all that, even if you're not tech savvy or don't have millions of dollars to spend on search engine optimization and hiring teams, I would highly recommend you visit marketingimpactacademy.com to make sure your name is on the list, because we are opening registration very, very soon. And until next time, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.